Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Hot Off the Mess, a podcast brought to you by The Dip. I am your host, Samantha Bush, and I am so excited. I'm thrilled. We have a very special guest today, USMagazine.com's Sarah Herron. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Sam. I'm great.
You're back.
How are you?
I'm so glad you're back.
I'm really good. You know, the queen has COVID, so I'm like slightly nervous that I'm going to get 75 emails during this recording because we've been a slave to this woman for the last 10 years. But other than that, you know, I'm great.
The fact that Charles had COVID and gave it to the queen, like, and then Camilla now has it, it's like, whew. It's like, this is not, the people aren't going to love that.
Right after that queen consort confirmation that the last 15 years, people have been like waiting to see what was going to happen. A little suspicious. I don't know. Not great,
no,
Charles.
It's so sus. I'm like, there's something a brewing, and yeah. I don't like it. And we got to keep Lizzie in our prayers.
Oh my God, please do. And please, like, I know this sounds horrible, but like, God forbid that fateful day, like give it to me on like a Tuesday at like noon. Like, please don't do this to me at 4 in the morning.
For your job?
For my job. Like, I know that's not, I just like, it's the circle of life. I hope it doesn't happen for 20
no,
more
but
years.
But it's like, please, but can please, we?
Can everyone get manifest it? This for me. Like, I can't do it. I can't wake up in the middle. Like, I woke up at 7 a.m. I never wake up early. I woke up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning when that notification went off, like just by chance. Like it's like my body awakens for this.
You have like a natural alarm clock for breaking news.
I do. And
your body just senses something.
And
yeah, your body just senses it.
Yeah. But anyway, enough about me.
Yeah. Enough about, well, you know, Sarah, I didn't watch season one of Love is Blind.
You didn't?
No, I probably am the only person that didn't watch it. And I think like, because so many people were talking about it, I kind of felt like I was watching it, but I also was a little maybe defiant in my, like, I'm not watching that thing.
That was me with Game of Thrones.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Still have not seen it. I'm just like, no.
At
like,
this point, Sarah, you don't need to see it. It's really not something you need to dip your toes into.
Okay, thank you for that.
You're welcome. Because that last season really set me over the edge.
Like, I know the players. I know the coffee cup. I know we were sad. I love me some Sophie Turner, like,
love. Team
Sansa or whatever. But, like, I've never seen it. Anyway, Love is Blind.
Anyway, you don't need to. Love is Blind. So I never watched it. And I was like, you know what? This year, I'm going to watch it. Sarah, I can't stop talking about it.
You have to go back to season one, by the way.
I know. I'm going to. I have to. Because I'm obsessed with it. Like, it's
so good.
I'm obsessed with every single person on the screen. Mm-hmm. I hate them and I love them. I mean, we have to talk about it, Sarah. I have not been able to really talk to anybody in my life about this fucking trashy ass show. And it's literally, I bring it up in a conversation. I'll be like, should have heard what Shane said in the pod. And people are like, what the fuck are you talking
about?
I don't
know what the pods are, but like, shit goes down in the pods. Season one, I will say, had crazy characters too, and it's really good. And I'm sure you obviously heard about the Jessica of it all. Like, that was a moment in time.
Oh, yeah.
But like, there was a little bit more rootability. Like, these people are always going to be a little off their rocker to be on this television program.
Yeah,
right.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. It's like the same thing. But it felt a little bit more like, it was like the idea of the show was so crazy, but the people were maybe a little bit more like, okay, I can see that. There was definitely moments.
You this were rooting season, for them a little.
Yeah. 100%. And there's a couple that's still together from season. There's two couples still together from season one, which is crazy. One that broke up kind of recently. And then one that, like, a few that imploded quickly.
Of course.
But, like, not bad odds, honestly, which always helps. Like, the season one of Married at First Sight was the same thing. Like, there's any couple still together from that show, it's from the early years, which gives the show legs.
Same with Love Island.
Yeah, exactly. The Bachelor, not so much, but whatever. That's
all. The Bachelor, we'll get there later. We'll get into that maybe a little
later
on.
Season two, I don't think I'm kind of rooting for Jared and Ivana, but like not, like I don't really know if I'm rooting
like,
for
are you?
I don't know.
Oh,
I also
Sarah.
I have to say I have seen the finale, so I can't, I don't want to spoil, and I can't because right. I would be in trouble, but I do know how it ends. At least I don't know where they are now, but I know like how the weddings go, but I won't go down that road.
Oh my God. Yeah. So, okay. Answer me this, because I am a Love is Blind virgin. This is my
yes.
virgin voyage. Or my maiden voyage, not my virgin voyage. So sorry. Not my virgin voyage.
No. I don't know what that is.
This. Yeah, that's sounds crazy. Do they decide at the altar if it's a yes or a no?
Oh, they decide at the altar, Sam. It
no.
is. And their families are there. Like, it's a real wedding. Like, they go on the dress, the hair, the makeup. It's, I mean, it's like a TV wedding, like whatever, but it's a real wedding.
But
there's a pastor. And
But I was
pastor,
a little confused about because no, you see yeah. Deeps in her dress
oh,
and
yeah,
everything. And I was like, oh,
like
so
Indian
obviously they
ceremony.
Get married.
No. They walk down the aisle and the pastor, it's, I don't know, you can tell for some people, maybe it's like a family member. Other people, it's probably someone like the show hired. But
yeah.
they say like some version of, do you accept, like you did this experiment. Do you accept them? Yes or no, versus like, I do. Like, it's set up like, this is the conclusion of your television time. Would you like to, like, are you going to date? And then the person who says no, if they say no, they just like walk away.
No.
And the other person is there and like addresses the crowd. And it's weird because I'm confused on how they pick who gets to go first because it changes between the guy and the girl, it seems.
Has anyone ever said, I do, and then the other person's like, no?
Like half the time.
Oh, okay.
That's the best part.
Oh my God, this is
it's crazy. Get ready. This finale was a lot of, there was a couple, you know, and they also trick you a little bit with like the suspense, the music, but then there's definitely a few where you're like, oh, I didn't see it going that way. And then they have to do like interviews, like the cameras follow them. And like some of them are devastated that they were just like left at the altar in front of their family and friends and know this is going to air on Netflix. And other of them are like, you know, I choose me. Like, it came on Vogue. Like it was.
Yeah. I'm staying true to myself.
Exactly. And they're in wedding dresses though, like, full on, it's crazy.
What would you do, Sarah? What would you fucking do if you were in a goddamn dress? You were Christina Yang.
Oh my
and
God.
You're walking
yeah.
up and there's no Burke.
That would I'd be Christina. I'd be like, cut me out. Cut
Literally, me. I would be like having a fucking panic attack. It's like,
same.
What?
No, I had this conversation with some of my friends last night. We were texting about it. And I was like, one, what would your parents do if you came, like you were going to be on the show? You made them come on the show because we were talking about Nick's mom was like, get me off this camera.
Yeah.
And she's like in the crowd of the like in the audience. I mean, it is basically a spectacle like at the wedding. And then they like are supposed to, like my parents would be like, of course they'd feel bad for me. But they'd also be like, what? Why were we all here? Like, I don't think they'd have so much
like,
sympathy.
What is going on right now? Like they would be like, we support you. We love you. But what is happening?
Oh. And we were like, what show would we want to go on? And I said Married at First Sight because at least they have experts pretending to guide you.
Right. Expert. Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
Okay. I need your thoughts on like everyone. Okay. Because like I said, I haven't been able to discuss this show with anybody. And so I've been dying. I was at brunch with my mom on Saturday and I was like, Mom, you have to watch this show. She's like, I'm not fucking watching that.
You're like, go to the bathroom right now. Watch the first episode. Come back with notes.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, we have to discuss. Okay. So I got to tell you, when I first laid my eyes on Shane and my ears, I hated him.
Right.
Still do.
Good.
Hated this man.
Yeah.
But Sarah, he's growing on me.
Oh,
he's growing
my
on
God.
Me each and every day. And I don't fully know why, but like this man is a himbo. There's not too much going on. And I am very triggered by his shouting. Like, I don't like men that are loud like that. It's like scary to me. It's like, why? Like, he's always smiling and his eyes are always like really bulging out of his face.
You know what I think it is?
What?
I think that, okay, obviously he's like, he's obnoxious.
Yes.
There's a lot going on. And in the pods, his behavior was so disgusting and it was so easy to be like, who is this F-boy?
Right.
Justice for Natalie. I mean, who cares about Shayna or Cheyenne or whatever her name was? I don't even remember.
Shayna.
Who cares about her? Like, justice for Natalie. Like, this guy sucks. They honestly both deserve better, so we thought. But then the expectations for him were so low that the way he handled the rest of the show, I think, is why, at least up until this point, teaser, teaser, you are rooting for him because of the way he handled the Shayna situation. Like, I think we were all expecting him to say something inappropriate.
Blown away.
Yeah, like that was
when he was like, "You can't talk about her like that. Like this, like what are you doing right now?"
And she was so disgusting. That stuff she was like implying about, like, what do you know about whether they're compatible? Like, you know
that she was so nasty. That fucking hat. I was like, "You are a nasty girl." And her family, where were they on January 6th? Where was that family on January
6th? Are you a godly man?
Okay, we have to talk about that really quickly because I spit out my water. Because Kyle is so removed from anything religion that when someone asked him about being godly, he was like, he was genuinely like, wait, who? What?
Right. What does that
mean? And like wasn't even trying to be rude. He just genuinely was confused. He's like, I don't know.
He seems like a very nice guy. But red flag that he didn't think, you know, as someone who seems like a somewhat intelligent dude, a woman told him straight up that she doesn't believe in evolution. And he said, let's try to make this work.
I was shocked by that, Sarah. When they had like that deep conversation about religion and everything, and then within that same episode, I believe, he proposed with his mother's ring. And I said, oh, baby, this is not it. And then he saw her and he was like obsessed with her.
That's what it was.
And I was like, oh, no. Because, like, before I think he kind of could, like, because he didn't know what she looked like, it was like, we can meet. And then he saw her and he was, like, instant.
Yeah. I don't know what it's like to date in a pod, but for whatever reason, they just ignore certain red flags easier, which you think would be the opposite. Because, like, you don't have to let someone down to their face. Like, if someone said that to me, I'd be like, all right, I think this convo's done. Like, we have different views on life.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that, like, I understand because he was saying, Kyle was like, you know, there's people all the time now who have different religious beliefs and they raise their kids, expose them to both, whatever. That is one thing and that does work for some people, but not on these two extremes of atheist and
are you a godly man? I want a man to walk me with his faith or something, whatever the fuck she said.
Yeah, she needs someone to guide her with her. Like, that's not a compromise. Right. That would be like someone who grew up kind of Jewish, kind of Catholic, not really sure, too super down to figure it out as they go. Like, that's very different than this situation. So you'd think the pods would make it easier to be like, no, I'm out.
But right.
No.
Like, he doesn't believe in any of that. And she believes, I think, very much.
Yeah.
And so they don't even have that common ground of like, okay, we both believe in something.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, he literally is like, you don't believe in evolution, but I still want to marry you and have your babies. Like, what? I was like, sir, no. And then this like weird obsession she has with Shane, I just didn't understand. I was like, what's going on?
And is he even Catholic or Christian? Like, no! did they even talk about that? Like, do we know?
No, that's what I was thinking. I was like, did they have a conversation and like we missed it or did I miss it? I was so confused.
There are a few things I need this show to do moving forward, even though I heard they already shot season 3. So it's coming soon, we think, which is great. They shot them back to back. They had to keep those Lachey's busy. So I'm really excited about that.
What a horrible host choice.
They barely are there.
Also. I'm just like, why?
It's like, so bad. Nick Lachey having to pretend to care what suit these guys picked out was dumb.
I know. And she was like, I know. And Vanessa was like, ooh, girl.
Yeah.
Like, love your dress. Please, I was like, this is not
it. It's tough. But one thing I wish they would do is release like bonus footage from the pods, like almost like Big Brother live feeds. Like, I wish we could, like, I would sit there for hours and watch these people have these conversations. So, like, give me the bonus footage of what they talked about. And also, I know it's not the point of the show, but I would love a couple more cocktail parties where they all had to mingle and talk about the fact that, you know, they were dating each other. Cause that one, the vacation, and then they always do like one sort of party, like they did that beat, like get together outside. I need like at least one more of those because I think that would push it a little bit farther. Not help their relationships by any means, but help for drama.
Right.
And because I
don't want it to help them.
No, I'm not looking for love here.
I'm looking for drama.
Yeah. And all those scenes are just so wild. And season one, they did they did it similarly, but then they did a reunion last year that aired where they got them all together. And the one girl, Amber, who's wild, was still mad at Jessica for like 3 years ago when they were in the pods and like refused to like be around her. And Jessica like brought them a gift, like, some of you guys made it, like, I'm engaged to someone else now, like, we've totally moved on. And like, she like still wouldn't let Burnett, her like husband, like look at her. So like, there's still like tension must get built up in those houses, in those pods, and on that show. So I need more.
Oh my god. Well, okay, so who's your least favorite couple?
Nick and Danielle.
Oh my god, same. Okay,
I cannot stand either of them.
I hate both of them.
Me too.
Like, in a lot of these relationships, I'm like, the girl is obviously the prize, the princess, the angel. Like, mm-hmm. Natalie. Well, I would die for Natalie, first of all.
You're Natalie stan.
I'm a Natalie fucking stan. I think she's so funny. I love that she's constantly dragging Shane, and she's like, you're a nightmare.
How about when he gets upset about that? When he's like, when you make fun of me, he's very sensitive.
He's so sensitive.
I don't see those two having a long-term love affair, but that's just my guess.
It's just like one of those things where it's like opposites attract, but they don't necessarily work out in the long term. Like, at the end of the day, she's going to be so tired of him. Like, she's
imagine
going to be
watching
exhausted.
This back and seeing the pod moment when he says to Shayna, well, like, oh, Natalie's your girlfriend now. And he goes, does that change anything? That was a wild line.
He was out of control in the pod. Like, out of control. But for that to have happened, to have watched a man ask a woman if he could put her on his shoulders at a concert to try to gauge how big she is. For him, like, not to be my least favorite person.
No, but we have to remember that because I think he got a good edit second half of the show. So that's why I don't really – and Natalie, I think, is – I don't necessarily stand her because she, like, is falling for this. But back to Nick and Danielle. Yeah, I liked them. In the way beginning, I thought Danielle was very endearing. Right. Yeah. And she was, like, very sweet, you know, opening up about, like, some body struggles. He seemed to be, like, super supportive. I was like, all right, these two might be the normal couple of the season. Boy, was I wrong. The second he goes to that party and she comes back and gets mad at him because she saw him, like, talking. Like, what did he's filming a television show. What was he supposed to do?
When Sarah, I thought I was mishearing.
Same. I thought I went back. I thought I missed something.
Same. I was like, did I, like, black out? Like,
yeah, same.
I was so focused on Jared and Mallory. I, like, kind of wasn't worried about messy Nick. Nick is so fucking messy. Like,
well, so she causes fights out of nowhere, and then he immediately gets angry and then tells her, oh, I'm not angry, but, like, you're clearly angry.
You're
so
clearly livid. But for her to be like, I was watching you, and then I cried in the closet.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm sorry, what?
Right.
You were watching me?
Film the television show we're making? I didn't
That's
do
That's so fucking creepy.
Anything.
Like, if a man said that about, like, a woman, like, if he was like, I was watching you talk to other people, we would be like, get the fuck out.
No,
but
you're right. That's a
Danielle
good point.
Is just so – I texted you this. Danielle is someone that would sell LuLaRoe.
She 100% is.
Danielle
She's got a lot to work through, I think.
There's a lot – personally, I'm a big fan of her mother.
Oh, yeah.
I get her mom on the show. Get her in a pod. Big fan. But Danielle has just, like, a lot of, like, issues. And it's, like, as someone who struggles with a lot of anxiety and stuff, like, I have empathy for her. I'm, like, I feel for her. But when she brought out that hot dog suit.
Oh, my God.
I said, I can't root for you. I can't defend you anymore.
The deflated air guitar was almost more insulting to me. Because it was like, where is that deflated air guitar, like,
I don't know.
From, like, a bar mitzvah you went to, like, 20 years ago?
Sarah, when this grown woman and him were discussing where to put her rock band set, I thought to myself, oh, she's in a band.
Right.
No. She's talking about the video game rock band.
And when he had the audacity to suggest it goes in a bin, she goes, a drum set? Like, it was a real drum set we need to worry about protecting, like, the quality of the drum set. No, like, that was a lot. And then when we got to her apartment and just saw it there, I'm surprised Nick didn't, like, because you can tell he has got some anger stuff to work through, too. I'm surprised he didn't just, like, throw it out the window.
Well, his family is not very nice.
They were so mean.
They're so mean. They
were terrifying.
They hate him.
Oh, yeah. They brought up that he showers twice a day, and then wait until you see him at the wedding. He does have quite the sweating problem.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, so. I mean... and then he came out in the corn suit and she was sitting in hot dog and he was wearing a corn outfit.
Those scenes are so good.
And they were having, like, a serious conversation in these costumes.
Life crisis
and
alerts.
The fact that, like, she thinks that he's wrong for not wanting people to break his things. She's like, oh, yeah, my friends and I, we dance on tables and we break tables. And he's like, I don't think that that's something that should happen.
She's like, it does. Like, she's like, down.
But what if it happens? Like, but he's like, but can it not? Like, we're 30. It almost
feels like she is trying to, like, she overcompensates in a lot of ways. Like, even, like, her anxieties, like, I'm not here to judge her for them, but, like, she brings them up when they don't necessarily seem to be relevant. And then it's, yes, like, so she's kind of overcompensating. And then the same thing with that. Like, she was like, well, I party. Like, I have friends. Like, we break tables. And it's like, no one's acting like you don't have friends or a life, Danielle. Like, I don't think Nick was trying to say that you can't have people over, but you're, like, overdoing it. Like, you're trying, yeah, it's like you're trying to convince people, like, you're talking about your camp friends that don't exist, like the camp boyfriend you had. Like, it's like, you're not breaking tables. Like, stop. No.
And then when I was a little confused and I didn't know, like, what to feel is, like, when she went out with her friends and he was upset that she went out, and they speak two different languages. Like, yes, he's upset that she went out because they only have a small amount of time for this experience and he would have liked to go. And she's like, you're just mad because you're controlling and you don't want me to hang out with my friends. He's like, that's not what I'm saying at all.
I mean, he literally was like, when do I get invited? And I'm like, you guys have been here for like a week. Like, maybe she needed like some reprieve. Like, I think it's healthy that she got out and talked to someone besides you about her relationship, quite honestly.
Yeah, because this is doomsday prepping.
Yeah, though they're weird though, because at one point it's like, I do feel for her because it does feel like he comes out, but then like a little aggressive when he's talking to her. But then I'm like, I would lose my mind too if I had to try to reason with this woman. So like, I don't know.
I had to deal with that constantly. I would lose my patience. Like,
yeah.
But I also think he's so rigid and like, he's so like, everything is alphabetized and like, he makes his own toothpaste. Right. And he just is disgusted by her.
Yeah.
Like, when they're in that hot tub, I wanted to die because they were just like, she was like sitting on him and like, it was like so forced. And I was like, I hate it's this tough. So much.
It's tough. And I just feel really like these two also, they think like they look on paper. They, for whatever reason, feel like they need to be together. So they seem to give me these vibe of like, they're going to do anything they can to make it work. And then they're going to wake up one day and be like, oh, we hate each other. Like, we don't have anything in common. Like,
nothing.
They're going to be tripping over Rock Band sets and screaming at each other for years to come.
Well, I think that there's a part of it that so I've been really thinking about this a lot, obviously, for the last few days.
Yeah.
Is I think that there's a lot of this, like, we want to be on our high horse about how, like, we're not shallow. We fell in love without even seeing each other. Right. But it's, like, to be physically attracted to someone is – and to have that get it back.
It's okay.
It's, like guys, it's okay. Like, I don't think – like, everyone has a type or what they're attracted to, what they're into. And I don't think that makes you a bad person. No. For wanting that, but I don't think that that's the only thing you should obviously be going for.
It's not a humble brag to have met on Love is Blind. Let's just say
that. No, like, it's not exactly like a love story for the ages. But that's another thing that I was thinking about this because it's happened to me, I know, and I know I've noticed it with my friends, is that you become kind of more attached to the idea of like how you met this person.
Oh, for sure.
And, like, that idea of, like, oh, like, we met and we didn't see each other. Or, like, oh, we met organically. It's like, okay, but that doesn't mean that you should, like, marry them.
Like, it's a good story to tell. Like, it's everything was, like, all the stars were aligned. Like, I feel like it was meant to be. Like, it was so great. But then you just ignore, like, everything wrong because you already have the story made in your head.
You're fighting and crying every day. Like, this sounds like hell.
Yeah. But speaking of the attraction stuff, I mean, can we talk about Shake and
Deeps. Deeps and Justice
Shake. For Deeps. Shake is – he is another one that, like, in the pods, oh, my God, like, just couldn't stand him. But then he handled certain things. I don't know. Like, it felt like there was, like, a chance there. And it felt like it was kind of an interesting story that they had both dated white people. And then they kind of found each other within their own Indian race. And, like, his mom is just lovely. The way she was, like, standing up for Deeps, her own son.
Oh, yeah. She was, like, amazing she moment. Deserves everything.
And Deep seems garbage. Great. Yeah, you're garbage. Yeah. She literally told her son, like, what's wrong with you? And my problem with him is, like, he, from what we're seeing at least, he's going around and telling everyone who will listen on the show, his parents, that he thinks she's, like, his aunt. But have we seen him tell her once that they have, like, intimacy issues they need to work on?
Not that I really, like, not in the way that he talks about it with everyone else.
Right. And, like, that is so messed up that she's going to watch this. And then also, like, I know it's not ideal, but they didn't even try, first of all.
Second That's
of all,
what Shane was trying to get at. He's like, yeah, bro.
That was
like,
a great moment for Shane, by the way.
Great
that was
moment, a great for, moment Shane. For Shane. He's like, you're complaining a lot, but you really haven't done anything. And he's like, yeah. If this was me, he's like, I would be trying every day to, like, do something or, like, make it better. He's like, and yeah. You're not even trying.
Yeah.
And I was so confused by that because it was like, damn, Shane, like, you're kind of right. Like, he hasn't tried. And, like, yeah. I feel like he does have this, like, really genuine love for her. Like, the way he gets, like, emotional and stuff, I'm like,
yeah,
oh.
He does. And I think he, like, thinks it looks good on paper. But I don't know why he's not, like, is it because it's, like, the show and they're, like, clamping up and they don't want to, like, talk? I don't know. The whole thing is confusing to me because if they literally haven't even tried, unless right. maybe they're just, like, downplaying it and, like, I don't know. It's weird. They're very confusing to me. But overall, like, he just gives me, like, not the best vibes. And I, like, love her. And I think she's precious. And I want Deeps to find someone.
I know. And I loved her meeting his family and, like, the vice versa. Like, I really liked all of that. But yeah. I feel really bad for Ayana because yeah. she's deeply insecure. Mm-hmm. And so for him to have proposed to her second, for that to happen to her, like, specifically, I mean, she's never going to get over it.
Like, ever. Would you have said yes if no. you knew that they proposed to someone else in the pod? You're the second pod proposal?
That's I would tough. Die. I would die. That's I would tough. Be like, no, we're not getting engaged. Like, I don't – that's insane to me.
I honestly think I'd be like, call me after this if you're still thinking about me because you have a lot to think about, like, with mm-hmm. what you just tried to do with Mal. And, like, I don't know. But then, like, when they're together, like, he seems – I mean, the scene with the – I think they'd been drinking. The cocktail party at on the Mexico trip seemed a little, you know – there was some flirting. There was some potential line crossing. Watching that back, I'm sure they had to really talk about that if they're yeah. still together. But I feel like overall, he does a decent job of comforting her, being like, we're here mm-hmm. now. Like, I like the way they communicate, even though she does seem like she hates that he goes out. She hates that. She does keep bringing it up. Like, I'm like, oh, they're so cute. But then I'm like, actually, like – I don't know. Maybe she's just ignoring all the things she doesn't like about him because she wants it to work and then it's going to implode.
Yeah. And, like, I like his family. I like yes. that, you know, his sister was there when she got the wedding dress. Like, I like them. They're definitely my favorite couple. But yeah. like you said, that's not saying much because it's like there's still anything. A lot of problems.
Yeah.
Mal and Sal are just a couple that.
Ugh, blah.
Blah.
When Mal said she was a girl, guy's girl, I was out. Like, I just, that's not a thing I support or agree nope. with or think is a thing. If you can't get along with women, I'm not saying you need to have 1,000 best friends at all. But
no,
like,
you don't have to be Ramona Singer. You don't have to have yeah. lunch with 50 girlfriends. But right. you to say that I like sports, I'm so quirky. She kept yeah. saying that. I'm just a quirky girl. Like, I'm just
not
so
my kind of girl.
Awkward.
Sorry.
I tap the fuck out. I'd be like, yeah. no.
And you are. She is beautiful and she knows it and yeah. she... And Sal, I feel like because maybe, you know, in this situation, she would be the more attractive one. I think she likes that. I feel like she's like, look at me. Like, I'm like giving this like musician, like sensitive guy a chance.
Sarah,
like, I could be with
I
anyone.
I would break his guitar. I would smash it.
I would take Danielle's air guitar.
I would fucking lose my mind.
I know. The singing is so bad.
Busted out that guitar every chance he got, I would be like, this is horrible. And she never like says anything. She just like, they're so like boring together.
They're really
and, like,
boring.
I don't see any like attraction. I don't see anything. They're just like, whenever he sings, she wipes a tear and goes, that's so cute. She says that yeah. every time.
She does.
Every single time he sings a song. And also someone told me, I don't know who it was, I can't remember, fuck, but they were like, does he feel like a love bomber, like someone that like Ooh. Does these big grand gestures and then like doesn't do anything else and then does a big and I'm like, it kind of feels that way,
maybe, but I more see it like she is not like leading him on, but I don't really get the vibe that he, I don't know, I just feel like there's nothing there and they're both just like going through the motions of this show.
Yeah, it's why it's like I'm not invested in this relationship.
No,
which not is interesting. Even a little bit.
Did you read that? Like, I guess last season too, they like more than these couples get engaged, and then they choose in that moment like who Netflix is going to follow. So there's two other couples that got engaged that we didn't even see, and they just
I
go
heard
home.
About this.
Yeah, like they just go home, and one of them I can't remember the names, and none of them like stuck out to me. I was like, oh, I remember that girl because the pod episode is really hard to follow. Like, you do need the like flashbacks of what they talked about in the pods because there's so many people on this show.
It's a lot.
But one of them said that they got engaged. Netflix, like, didn't choose to follow their story, whatever. So they, like, go on their merry way. And they just broke up recently. So I don't know when this show taped. But they didn't get married and they didn't have to because they weren't like part of the experiment all the way through, but they just broke up recently. So again, I was like, Netflix, you have the money. Like, can't we follow this and put this as like bonus content?
Do something, do special episodes, like put something out on like your YouTube channel. Like, yeah, like I don't
one episode for these people. Like, I don't know, give us the highlights. That's weird. I feel like
and it's the way that they edited the pods and the way that time was working in the pods, I didn't understand. Because again, I've never seen this show before. I don't know how this works. So I was like, how long are they in these pods? Like, how long is this happening? How much do they talk to one another? Like,
I think a lot. Actually.
Really? Okay. Would you do it?
No.
You wouldn't?
Would you? Would you?
I would think about it.
Sam, I would think about it. On this shit. After they listen to this, I'll be like, hell no.
I would totally think about going in a pod.
I heard recently, because they do it by location to make it like they do it weird. Yeah. So they're in Chicago for this one. And I heard recently that they actually like, recruit people from Hinge. Like the producers go on Hinge and are like, oh, you're in this area. Like, would you be interested in the show? And if they take the bait, like they'll like do Zoom, like they like, interview them. So that's amazing. If you're on Hinge, you might get your call. They go to Detroit.
Oh god, the slim pickings over here. I would be like, I would get in a pod and I would like know the person. I'd be like, hey,
yeah, probably
met like, you before. When actually, we went on a Hinge date before.
Yeah, and it sucked. No, yeah. I feel like I not to like get too whatever, but I feel like I just would be so nervous about the like. I feel like I'd honestly do fine in the pods. Like we talk for a living. I feel like
that's what I mean. Someone. I was like, I would thrive. I would get so many proposals.
It's so funny to think about and say that. I think I would actually do okay, but I would just be like, I would not be able to sleep the whole time thinking about like the like. Not that I even care. Like I would just be worried what they would think of me. Like I would just be so anxious about the face to face thing.
I would have a really hard time like being really open. Like, yeah. I would be able to talk about anything else.
Like, we could but, talk like, shit all day in those pods, but, like, would day. We ever talk about our, like, what we want in a relationship? Probably not.
No. Like, I have a hard time doing that, like, with people that I'm, like, dating. Like, I can't imagine, like, sitting. But I guess, like, if someone else, if there was a guy on the other side that was being really open with you, I think maybe I would feel more comfortable. But I'm a big voice girl. Like, I have a thing about voices.
Really?
Like, oh yeah, Shane, I would kill myself.
I definitely think there'd be a few voices if I heard it, I'd be like, I'm sorry, I think I'm out. Like, just, I'd and I know out. That's, like, I guess, no. The opposite of the point, but like, I can't listen to this my whole life.
Love may be blind, but my ears are not. And
this love is not blind, also, by the way. Love but whatever. It's not
blind.
It's not. It's a great show, though, but it's just not.
It's, you know, so are you rooting for, like, are you rooting for Jared and Anna? That's it, pretty much.
I am rooting for them. And I think that's kind of it, just because I'm thinking real world scenarios. So whoever does get married, who doesn't, like, I would just have a hard time believing. Although Amber and Barnett from season one, I would never have said they would still be together, and they still are. And then Lauren and Cameron, who are the other couple,
that's like
are
the big, still together. That's like the favorite.
They're the ones who like Ellen had hosting game night.
Why is everyone obsessed with them? Are they really great?
Yeah, they are really great, and they like are an interracial couple. So there was like real conversations they had to have, but they both were just super understanding. Their families were understanding, like. They just seemed like they had like normal, sweet. Like, oh, this is crazy. But it felt like a real, like the most like a real love story that this show could ever really produce, I think.
Got it.
Versus the other ones were like Amber was like revealing like after they got on the pods, like, oh, look, I'm in like a lot of debt, by the way. Like things like that.
When Jared
out,
like, said that he was stabbed, I was like, ooh, maybe we need to take another look.
Yeah.
At this.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
I feel like that's being very overlooked. And
oh my God, wait, like by his friend.
Yeah.
Right.
He was like, my friend had a knife and stabbed me. I was like, I'm sorry.
I forgot about that.
Your friend had a knife?
Yeah. So, you know.
And then he says he's a hair consultant. Something's.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I forgot about that. Wow. Because, oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. That's
interesting. I'm here to remind you.
Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
I don't know. I'm not like actively rooting against any of them, even though I don't like them, because I really do want. The problem with these shows also is because it's not like a Bachelor kind of franchise-y thing where they don't really go on to. Do anything else, and I would like to continue them. Like, I need, like, after Love is Blind, the same way they started doing it. I don't know why I keep bringing up Married at First Sight, but they're just so similar.
You're a big fan.
I don't even watch that show anymore. Like, I haven't watched it in years. Like, Doug and Jamie are the only couple I even know, and talk about a mess.
Yeah, but I like shows like that where it's, like, the after the 90 days. The 90 days, whatever. I'm big into that. So
like,
I support
all of these
that.
People, I'm not ready to let go of. Like, I'm anxious that, like, it's over, basically. And I do want more, but I also don't want to lose.
Well,
like,
especially
not
you know how it
me.
Ends. You've seen the finale.
I know.
So you're but like, then, I need to see what happens.
And last year they did a reunions, and I don't know if they're doing one this year, but it was, like, Nick and Vanessa Lachey, like, trying to be Andy Cohen. It was a situation.
They're just the worst. I'm like, I hate you. And like after the Jessica Simpson memoir that came out, I was like,
you know, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, you're a big fan.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Speaking of memoirs, this is the messiest transition into talking about Bachelor of all time, okay. Because I was going to be like, via memoir, Sarah's had to read every Bachelor memoir. Let's talk about The Bachelor.
Let's talk about The Bachelor. Are you watching this season?
I've been dipping my toe. I really do not enjoy this man, Clayton
Eckard.
I don't like him.
You're not alone.
I was like, that's the vibe I'm kind of getting from everyone. And like, they were like, the underdog. I'm like, he's a white, over 6 foot male.
Yeah.
He's fine.
He played in the NFL.
I'm sure he's doing just fine, guys. He's not the underdog, literally ever.
My bigger problem isn't necessarily with Clayton, and it's like the kind of the way they're producing the season.
Oh,
because
okay. You tell.
I don't know. I don't think it's necessary. With The Bachelorette, it's a lot about the lead. Like, you have to want this woman to find love, and they usually do, besides like Katie Thurston, they do a pretty good job picking women that you are rooting for, who are strong in their convictions, who you like trust to take you on this quote unquote journey, who navigate the drama.
Yeah.
The men, and they also they edit The Bachelorette in a way where you see them have like more kind of real conversations. Like, it feels like a more well-rounded show. Okay. The Bachelor is always edited where the guy usually looks like an idiot. It's always like they keep all the villains longer. They don't show them have any conversation of substance. Like, it's always The Bachelor just being like, I love that. And I know part of it probably is that that's what The Bachelor does, but I do think they trim them to be the like least, most like personable versions of themselves.
Right.
Like Matt James, we've gotten to know post-Bachelor. Seems like a great, fun guy. On The Bachelor, he looked like he didn't know how to form a sentence. Like, it's
yeah,
what they do. They
strip
with them.
His eyes open. He was a mess.
Exactly. And they like they strip them of personality, because the women really do shine as the contestants, which in one part makes sense. But I think they're getting Nick Vial, who I know you don't like, but did say this. They're getting a little greedy with Clayton. And I agree with that, because I think they're not showing us anything to root for him. It's a lot of him staring into space. It's he kept Shanae a week too long. He looks like he hates his life. And then there's like two girls that he lights up around. So it's so obvious, in my opinion, that it's one of those two. And then they're showing us these promos so we know it implodes. But they showed them too early. Like, we haven't seen one thing in the I'm broken, in the I've been intimate with you. Like, we knew that was going to be at the end. But they show them every week. And they're not showing us anything that's actually going to be on the next episode. So our expectations are high. Clayton, they're making him look like he can't even do it. Like, can't handle this at all. Which I don't necessarily think he can. But I think They're getting
making
greedy.
It worse.
Yeah, I think they are. And they kept Shanae a little too long. Like, I just feel like I don't know. I don't like the way they're producing and editing this. It feels like we're missing any sort of, like, bringing us down to earth. Because even the, like, Rachel, who I think the blonde pilot girl, who I think he's, like, going to pick, all they do is, like, whisper and make out. But, like, they have to have gotten, I assume they had one at least conversation that would have gotten us to this point. I don't feel, as a viewer and someone who studies, in my opinion, this program that I have any reason to root for Clayton, and that's not Clayton's fault, is what I think. But
wow,
that was a rant.
No, I loved it. I'm taking it all in, because you're right, and like The Bachelorette is like you described it so perfect. It's so different, like because you're rooting for her like so much, and you want her to find like this great guy. But with The Bachelor, you're kind of like, he's just kind of there. Like,
yeah, and the women, I love drama.
Well, you're watching it to really figure out who's going to be the next Bachelorette.
100%. Who's, you know, going, I mean, to paradise? How is this guy going to talk himself out of when all these women get together and are like, you kept the villain and he can't yell, the producers made me keep the villain. So it's like, and it's easier for the girls to get, they hate each other when they're filming and then they all get together after and they're like, we had the worst bachelor ever. Like, we see ever since like Ari Lendick Jr. and like Colton, all the women get together and are like, well, my bachelor couldn't make decisions. And it's like, when was the last time a bachelor could make decisions? Like, right, Jason Mesnick. And then he ended up switching at the end anyway. Like, the guys don't know how to make decisions. So it's, no, it's just a different show.
Literally can't make decisions. No. And so Reality Steve put out on Twitter, like over the weekend, that big news is coming. The change is coming. Something is happening. Do you know anything about this?
I don't. Sarah. I also don't believe that that's true. Okay. I'm going to be honest.
Well, I love that. What are your thoughts on Reality Steve?
Oh, God. I don't know. I get it. I think that it's kind of like, on one hand, like wildly impressive that he was able to like make a business off of spoiling like one show, which is pretty crazy. But I do think there's like old blogs he had where like the way he spoke about the people on the show was like pretty gross. And I know that like we've all learned a lot in the last couple of years about things, but I also don't think I would ever have like made a blog criticizing the way women look on television.
Yeah.
So there's that. But I also, and I think it's the dynamic The Bachelor has like with press is just fascinating to me because even with like Us Weekly, like they got really mad a couple years ago when we had Ari's like season on our cover, which makes sense, but like, and like basically shut us out. And then like kind of we'd like work on like,
wait, why were they upset?
Because it was like the week before the finale aired and it was like Ari picks one and changes his mind.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, which it was like, okay, it didn't say the names, but it had like their pictures. Like they had a right to be mad. And it's like this pick and choose because also like The Bachelor doesn't really sell covers of magazines anymore. But like a couple years ago, it still was like a thing. So yeah, they kind of pick and choose also when, like, because there was always like the Lauren Zima, Chris Harrison of it all. Then there's like the Reality Steve where it's like some people believe that like he has inside information with someone on the show. But like, I know he's been served like cease and desist before. I know their contracts are crazy. So it's like a whole other show would be how they navigate like press on that show.
I want whenever the time comes and The Bachelor is no longer with us, I would like a behind the scenes, like what goes on.
Same.
Like,
same.
I need that. But you know what my thought was, and I've been thinking about this for the last couple weeks. It's a hot take, Sarah.
Oh, boy.
What I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
Because they're very beloved, these people. And I am sick of them. Oh, Ruby's having a dream.
Ruby's sick, too.
Yeah, Ruby's like, bitch, I'm sick of you. Wells.
Oh, and Sarah Hyland. I'm over you?
It.
Okay.
Get married. Like, I don't want to hear about it anymore. It's, you know, all they post about. They're like, the wedding could have happened. This was the day we got engaged. This was the day we met. This was the day, you know.
That is something I hate about Instagram is it gives everyone like, a platform to commemorate days and occasions that just don't need to be commemorated.
But they've been going on for forever.
And I know. I've interviewed Wells like 6 times since the pandemic started because he hosted Bachelor in Paradise and whatever. So like, and I've been on Zoom with him. And even he's at the point where he looks at me and goes, I think I told you this already. Like, we've had the same, because I have to ask him for a wedding update every time. And we've had the same conversation. And he can now look at me and recognize my background of my rose picture and be like, I told you this like 2 months ago. I'm like, okay, no update for me, Wells. Can you like, can we move the story along? Like, we need to help each other.
And they do like pictures with her in white dresses all the time. And like, I'm just like, can we wrap it up? Like,
you do have to think also, like, that couple brings them both. Like, for Wells, it, like, obviously elevates him, and he gets to have, like, Julie Bowen and Ty Burrell at his wedding, which I'm sure he loves. And for Sarah, it makes her, like, relatable, and she loves reality TV and gets, like, be around these people. So I feel like they probably feed into their, like, roles in this relationship a little
bit. Yeah, I mean,
just
imagining Sarah Hyland, like, having to have a conversation with Nick Viall and his girlfriend is wild to me.
Like, to be a final, because that shit happens all the time.
I would be like, what do they talk about?
Nick's pretend acting career? I don't know.
Girl, you know how I feel about Nick.
I know.
Here's the thing. I don't think Nick is a bad guy.
Go listen to a different episode if you want to go down that one, guys.
Yeah, I don't think Nick is a bad guy. I just, like, we've discussed
Nick
before.
Do you have a bachelor? Do you have a bachelor couple that, like, you do root for still?
Controversial. But obviously I root for Rachel Lindsay in anything that she does. Like, I don't care what that woman does. I'll root for her. I don't. The fact she's with Brian, I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, because after like reading and hearing everything that she had to say about Peter and Brian, it made so much more sense to me because I was like a diehard like Peter girl.
Oh, who Peter. Wasn't?
I was like, I will bust it open for Peter.
Sam, this is actually a good quick story. When I interviewed at Us Weekly, now it's like almost 4 years ago, it was this, the Rachel finale had just aired.
Yeah.
And Peter was in the office and I could hear him through the door I was waiting for them to talk to me at. And I was like 22, 23 years old. Like, so, like, I could tell by his voice.
You're like throwing your panties like through the door.
It took everything in me not to. I was in a room by myself waiting for someone to not open the door and be like, ask, like, imagine, like, obviously when we got the job, if I was trying to take a picture with a Bachelor contestant or, like, hit on him. But it took everything in me. And then I met him, like, a year later, and I told him that, and I, like, started shaking. And, like, I don't really get nervous interviewing people. And I was, like, he was so hot in person. It just, like, really had me shook.
Is he really?
Yeah. He's got, it's, like, a tall guy presence, too. It's, like,
God, he's casual. He's sexy. He's so hot. I think Rachel had, like, the hottest guys.
No, like, I think Brian Caitlin Bristow had the best guys,
Brian
actually.
Brian is hot.
Yeah, Brian is gorge.
Brian is so gorge. And, yeah, so I was, like, I was big on Peter, and I was really upset that she chose Brian.
But the book does make sense. She got screwed, too. I think there's just always – I think that's how I'm feeling about Michelle and Nate from the most recent season. I hope I'm right. Like, I really do root for them, and I think I hated Nate the whole time, and I could literally talk shit about him on Us Weekly show for 9 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, you can't.
Then I interviewed them for 10 minutes. Yeah, and so I interviewed them for 10 minutes, and I was like, oh, my God, I love them.
I get it.
So I feel like they got similar edits, and they do that sometimes because you just want it to be so obvious who's going to win. So I think that's what happens.
Yeah. But I honestly low-key root for Ari and Lauren.
Oh, wow. Hot take.
Yeah. I mean, I don't love them, but
you love a PPE loan scandal.
Yeah, I mean, the PPE loan scandal was really
that was tough for the fandom.
That was real bad, but I'm like, you know what? They seem happy.
Yeah,
they seem. Really
I agree.
Happy.
I do like that it works out. Like same with Jason and Molly from like the OG version of that. The fact that they're still together kind of makes it seem a little more worth it of everything that happened. And it gets your Melissa Rykoff and your Becca Kufrin are better for it, and they're more famous for it. So that's actually kind of a fun ending. For anyone to have the switcheroo because it works.
Yeah, I'm glad Becca dumped Garrett.
Oh my God, that was a dark time.
Ooh, that beast.
Becca Kufrin kind of fascinates me. I think that she.
Who would you tell?
She got engaged to Ari. Then she dated Garrett, got engaged to Garrett. And now she's with Thomas, who was like a villain on Katie's season, which everything I've heard is he just got like the short end of the stick. But like kind of bizarre that she would even like allow herself to be in a third Bachelor relationship with, like, after she had her last two where, I mean, Ari's no, like, I don't know, both kind of controversial, Ari and Garrett, for different reasons, but, like, they're not, like, and she seems to be this more, like, progressive, like, left Minnesota, like, I don't know, like, she just kind of confuses me, but I hope her and Thomas are happy. They're both beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, everyone in Bachelor Nation's beautiful.
It's true. It's just whether they're beautiful on the inside, you know?
And then Joe, grocery store Joe, like, after the whole, like, Garrett thing and, like, him being a little bit supportive of that, I was like...
In his sauce.
Like, I still would, but...
Yeah, I don't know. The Paradise couples always kind of... I never really, like, I'm heavily rooting for them because it just... Even though it's more realistic and it works better... I feel like they leave the beach with the more of an agenda because it's like,
well,
we're dating.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing was exposed last season.
Right. Oh my God, Peter and Piper. I wonder what Brandon and Piper are up to. I need to find out.
Peter and Piper.
Peter.
Yeah. No. Wow. What a journey. I really had, you know, Sarah, I feel like I had a cleanse. I feel like I was baptized today.
Oh my God, like, you're Tamara Judge in season 10?
Yeah, I need to think. Yes, exactly. I really needed to talk about Love is Blind. Like, I
Me
really
too.
Did. This podcast is just for myself, just to get all of my thoughts out there. I don't
honestly
know if anyone listens.
I can't wait. I know if anyone's listening to this. I hope you watch Love is Blind. Otherwise, you don't care about
one
thing we said.
Yeah, you'll be tuning out.
I can't wait for you to watch the finale and for you to hear. I think I'm interviewing a couple of them in a few days. So if I get the final names, I'll send you and see if you can sneak some questions in. I don't know.
Oh my God, Sarah. That's all I need in my life.
But yeah, I really hope it happens.
Oh God. Well, Sarah, this was truly a joy, a blessing. I loved it. Tell the people where they can find you, obviously.
Oh, my God. Well, if you care about The Bachelor at all, which I think the rest of the season's actually going to be good.
Okay.
I do think we're past the bullshit, and we're going to finally, whether it's a letdown or not, we're finally going to get answers about why Clayton is sleeping with everyone and then telling them who he's, like, freaking out at, why he's so broken. So I think it's going to be worth watching at least, like, Fantasy Suite on. So if you want to, you know, give yourself a few weeks, maybe hop back in. But if you care at all, listen to Us Weekly's Here for the Right Reasons podcast.
Yes.
Twice a week. We do recaps. We do interviews with your favorite Bachelor Nation. Just had Peter Weber on. Very, you know, messy bachelor himself. I always have to bring it back to old mistakes he made, which he loves every time he talks to me. So that was fun. And then overall, just, you know, read usmagazine.com, of course, for all your news. We're in quite a news cycle right now, a little bit all over the place with everything.
There's a lot going on in media right now.
There really is. I mean, yeah. the beginning of the year, I know we're in like almost done with February, but it's always the first 2 months of the year are always wild.
Well, because it's like you're coming out of the holiday, like your mindset celebrities is just not
wake up. Yeah. Kanye, they wake up. I mean,
oh, Sarah, we didn't even get that. We don't have time. But
no, we don't,
next but time, because more will have happened.
Oh, who knows what will be happening by then, but who knows?
Yes. So next time on Hot Off the Mess, when you come, we will be talking about Kim and Pete, who yes. I'm rooting for them.
I've come around. I'm rooting for them more than I'm rooting for anyone on Love is Blind.
I'm like, they seem really happy.
I agree. I agree with that.
So, all right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode of Hot Off the Mess. I will see you all around on Instagram. Always slide in my DMs. Harass me about your thoughts about Love is Blind. I will literally talk to anyone about it. And have a good day. Bye.